What's going on, everybody?
What? I'm supposed to say that.
Oh, say it. Go for
it. What's going on, everybody?
We are live. We're here.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
I want to do pull-ups on your arm.
I can't do pull-ups on my arm.
I want to do pull-ups.
I'm not as strong as you think I am.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not. How is everybody going? Here, hold this. I'm going to take my jacket off.
Annoying.
Hold that. Talk to people. Tell people hello.
Hello.
Wait for people. All right. Let me see. What we got? We are live. Boom. Guess what? We're going to go right here.
And
we're going to do something. See if I can do it. Why are you not letting me do it? What are you being weird for? You're always being weird. All right. Let's see if we can add. Got to add. Guess what we got to do? See if we can add people.
I want to tell people's life things.
Look at this. Is that happening? Boom. You've been weird? You're being weird.
Is it happening?
Is it?
You're
such a strange child.
You're strange.
You are definitely take after your mother.
I take after you.
Do you? What'd you find? Oh, you're looking at what's going on?
Hi, how are y'all?
Doing very good. You said y'all. What the heck? That's not your thing.
Texas, hello.
Well, it is your thing. Totally is your thing. Holy crap, Texas all in the house. Born and raised in Georgia, so yes, we can say y'all all day long.
Ooh, I didn't know that one.
Did you not? Well,
when you
sit and said where you were living, I'm like, man, that's okay. So I'll automatically assume most people out here are from out here, but I
okay.
That's completely wrong. Yes, you can go play. That's fine. Say bye.
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 I actually thought that was mom for a second.
No, that's not mom.
Sorry, not your mom.
Same color hair and everything, but no, not your mom. All right, go play.
Okay,
anyway.
Okay, yeah, and we're
going to
be watching a movie.
All right, go to Ava's house, watch a movie. He's abandoning me. My wife, I got called into work. I'm like, well, it's just going to be me and Ethan. And apparently now it's just me.
Oh, no.
It is what it is. So.
That's okay.
Oh, you're going to be in the live stream? You change your mind?
Yes.
Let's set this thing up right here.
You said that, and I felt really bad.
Guilt works every time, right?
No, that light is too bright.
This light's too bright? It's not bright. It's perfect. Look at that.
Can
you
need that
bright
me yesterday?
Good light.
Good light. So, anyway, well, how are you doing? Tell me about your podcast. What's up with your podcast?
Well, we are going to be 9 episodes in. It's
nice.
Called the Womanist Circle Podcast.
Okay.
And it's geared towards women, but we're also going to have, you know, I'm going to have men that are just, you know, also enabling women to just kind of reach their highest potential, gain the best knowledge, because the whole point of the womanist is having or expressing belief in or respect for women and their talents and abilities.
Well, my question, who's not doing this? If they're not doing, if people, I'm born and raised in the South, obviously you're from Texas, so that's the same thing. And to me, women, to me, I was always raised, everyone says men and women are equal. That's wrong. Women are better than men, bottom line. It's so true. I mean, seriously, there's a big push. I hate it. There's a big push, especially like in media and sometimes it's sexism saying men can't open doors for women. And that drives me nuts because that's the way I was raised. And it's because I feel like I'm better than them, because I feel like you should respect them. And that's my children do the same thing. I mean, I even teach my kids to say yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, sir, no, sir. And it's all about respect. And anyone that women are greater, just so you know. So I am definitely going to be a listener, to put it that way.
You know what's crazy, though? So to kind of put a twist on it, though, okay, because I'm very realistic, too. Like, I'm that kind of, I guess, devil's advocate, you could say. But the point of, like, my show, and the reason it was created was because we don't want women to play victim anymore.
Well,
I feel like there's a lot of victim mentality going on out there. And that's
correct.
Why we feel like, hey, if you want to play with the boys, well, then you better be prepared to play with the boys. Let's give you that knowledge, that power, that encouragement, that tribe that can get you there. But playing victim isn't going to get you there. It's a mentality and a mindset.
I'll vote for you all day long, put it that way. No, seriously, and that goes not just for men and women, and of course that's actually one of the big debates these days, it seems like men and women, but the reality is it seems like the world we live in anyway, everybody wants to play the victim versus saying, you know what, I'll suck it up and I'll deal with it. You know, that I in business, people, I've been put down many times, and I've allowed people to do things, and it's just cause of choice and things like that. And a lot of times, sometimes through fear, but the reality is we need to live in a world, as you said, where we stop playing the victim. If you want, my personal opinion now, so I've got family that's been law enforcement and family that's been, firemen and things like that. Now I have a strong opinion. Now I'll say most women probably should not be a fireman. Most. I'll clarify, because I mean, honestly,
you're like most.
Well, no,
there's the exception.
Well, as I say that, if you can do the job, boom, right. Do it, no big deal.
Right.
But if I'm passed out, I ask my wife, we joke around all the time, we'll put like dumb scenarios. What if this happens? So I did this one time, I'm like, what if the house is on fire and I passed out on the floor? And my wife's like, we're going to die together because there ain't no way I can lift you. Because I'm, 6 foot tall, maybe what, right around 238 pounds.
And oh my gosh.
There's no way. She couldn't get me out. I mean, she probably could because, they say, I've seen moms lift things that they should never lift.
Oh, yeah, but like flight or fight mechanism comes out.
Right. But, I mean, to backtrack a little, if you can do the job, do it. But I'm going to say most women, my wife's like, heck no, not a job for me.
No, and that's exactly how I am. I'm like, if you can do it, then go out there and do it. But don't just play the card because you want to have something to come out of your mouth.
Exactly right. I don't know. I think the world we live in is completely nuts. I'm like, there's things that can offend me. Or should I say, there's things that if I let offend me, they would offend me. But then on the other side, I don't really care. I mean, if everybody's got, no, seriously, I have friends of mine that are, growing up in the South, we moved out here, people are like, oh, so are you pretty racist? I'm like, what? You're from the South. I'm like, did you? And they start talking about the KKK and things like that. I'm like, are you kidding me? I said, did you know that the KKK is stronger in Idaho than it is anywhere in Georgia?
Oh my God. So my husband actually mentioned that because my husband's from Sandy.
Okay.
So here in Utah. And I never knew that. But his parents are from Idaho.
Right.
So I had no clue. Apparently some area that he used to go fishing with his dad and stuff. And he was like, yeah, a lot of people ran out because it's kind of to the territory of the KKK. I was like, what?
Isn't that insane? I mean, the whole statement is that's all about the South. The South is the biggest racist. The bottom line is it goes everywhere. Mm-hmm. And, people can go to any extreme there is. People can say things they want. But the bottom line is it was kind of you watch movies and Southerners always get the bad rap. They're always portrayed as the dumbest rednecks in the world. But I'm here going, I've lived in Utah. Let me tell you, I know some people out here that are.
We have the best Southern hospitality, let me tell y'all.
One thing I love about the South and I miss a lot is people out here don't really know how to take me because I literally will talk to anybody. And it doesn't matter if I'll talk to somebody we've known each other all our lives. And that's one reason I do these live streams and things like that. I'm like, it's easy because I don't care. I'll talk to anybody. So, it doesn't matter. I mean, cool. I talked to a lady in California once and she was just she total opposite of, politically thinking that I think. And we had a fantastic conversation. And she's like, you're like the only person I've ever talked to that's kind of conservative. That doesn't want to argue. I'm like, I won't argue with you. I have my belief. You have your belief, and that's it. I mean, that we can be that way.
I know. We were just. I was talking about this with some people the other day, and I was saying, it's okay to be different. Just have love, tolerance, and respect. It's so simple. You don't have to agree, but you can still have those three elements at the core of it.
I mean, that's really reality. My opinion, what makes the world go round. I mean, if you can have those three things, it makes it where anyone, doesn't matter who you are, where you came from, you can have that same mutual respect. And that's the bottom line. I mean, yeah. We're all people. We're all living in the same giant, same tiny world. It's getting smaller and smaller mm-hmm. daily. I mean, technology's making it that way. But it's making it so we can, but we just got to be able to respect each other. It's simple. Yeah. I mean, we do for us, I can tell you, we do the podcasting and then we do the blogs and things like that. But the reality, we do some really dumb, stupid things, and we're just I don't know how to even.
Well, no, I love it. Right. Like, it was so funny because y'all were talking about the Oreo cookies, right? But no, okay, but get this. Okay, so you all are like, what the hell? Like Oreo cookie, like Oreo cookie cookies, like. But let me tell you, I would.
That's what it is.
But I would be that crazy one that would like them. I haven't tried them. I want to.
They're actually really good.
Because my favorite ice cream is cookies and cream.
Well, see, but that's what it tastes like, a cookies and cream ice cream. It was basically the Oreo, the mix that with the Oreo cookies mixed in is really what it came down to. Oh. My background is sales and marketing, and I would have loved to have been in that sales and marketing. That marketing session with those guys sitting down talking about, we need to come up with a new idea. And I told my wife, it's got to be the janitor sweeping stuff up, and the CEO was like, let's use that. Mix it up. We're good. I mean, but I mean, they were good. I mean, it's just like more cookie and cookies and cream. That's all it was. I mean, they were
really good. I like have to go try them. Like, and it's so funny because I'm back to like my old school, like eating habits. Like I believe in health and wellness, mind, body, soul, inside and out. Right. So I started my old regimen where like Monday through Saturdays, I don't have breads, pasta, sweets, or caffeine. Yeah, so Sunday is like my cheat day. So I'm like, I have to go get these cookies like on a Sunday.
I will buy you those cookies. And you don't live far from us. I will buy the cookies. We will deliver them to you. We'll make a video about the whole thing and everything. Huh? I am trying to get back on my health kick. I've been so bad, and my schedule's been so bad. So I've got to. I was talking to my wife the other day, and like I said, I have to get back to the gym. I was going to the gym almost every day. Mm-hmm. I'd take a day off. I'd go to the gym. I was eating better. And I had dropped to, almost 40 pounds. And now here I am. I weighed myself the other day. I'm like, oh, I'm so stupid. Oh.
And what I don't get is like men's metabolisms are genuinely like overall faster than women's. So it's so sad because work out like for 2 days, eat healthy for 2 days, and you're like, honey, I'm down 20 pounds.
I wish. I jokingly, I told my wife, and we've got 5 children, obviously, and then we said, when we had our first one, she gained 40 pounds. Mm-hmm. Baby weight, that's fine, no big deal. Right. So did I. Well, baby comes, she literally loses everything. I mean, the baby's here, parents are always here, and I'm like, well, you got skinny, what about me? Like, this is dumb.
I know, so, she looks so good. Like, for some reason, I thought y'all had 4. I don't know why, five. Like, where I lost the fifth one.
We've got 5. We've got the 5.
And she's so tiny. Like, she looks so good. Like, there's no way after 5 kids I could look that good.
I don't know what she's done or how she does, but great genes or who knows. I don't know. But, I mean, she can literally eat anything she wants and doesn't gain weight. I think about it, a cheeseburger and I gain 20 pounds. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Oh my God, that's so funny. But yeah, and then the teacher little vlog that y'all just did? Oh my God, that is so funny because I totally agreed with you all. Like, I am all about being an advocate for teachers, but I also advocate for students when it's needed. And yes, there are some teachers that you're like, why are you doing this? Why is this your job? Like, if you truly don't have the heart for it,
get out of it.
Yeah.
We support our teachers 100%. Teachers, let me tell you, I hate to say the word babysit. They technically have my children for a majority of the day. And there's an underpaid job for one. They are extremely underpaid. They don't get the recognition that they deserve. But maybe these teachers are getting jaded. I know when we first moved here, you'll love this one being from the South. We moved here and, this what, 5 years ago. And when we were here, we, our oldest son, we registered for school. About 3 weeks into school, we get this note saying that the teacher wants to have a parent-teacher conference with us because our son is being disrespectful. Mm. Well, that doesn't fly. I mean, that's like totally wrong. So we go in and we sit down and the teacher's like, okay, we need to talk about Jake. And we're like, okay. And she says, well, he's being rude. I'm like, okay, how is he being rude? Mm-hmm. And my wife's sitting there because my wife's like, you know, she's a Southern mom. She'll take that hand. He's going to get smacked. It's going to happen. You don't be disrespectful. And so the teacher said, well, he said, yes, ma'am. And no, ma'am. I'm like, hold on one second. At what context is he saying this? And I said, ask me a question and I'll pretend I'm Jacob just so I understand. I said, right. There is a way, if there is a way that is said that can be disrespectful. Mm-hmm. And so she asked me a question. I said, yes, ma'am. She goes, yes, just like that. I said, okay, hold on. My wife's mouth.
She thought he was being sarcastic?
Yeah, because he was saying, yes, ma'am. She'd ask me, yes, ma'am, or no, ma'am. And so I said, just so you know, I said, are you from Utah? She goes, yes, I'm born and raised in Utah. I said, okay, maybe you don't know this. I said, but most kids in the South, where I grew up in Georgia, you're such a strange child.
Oh my God, yes, I remember.
you definitely take after your mother.
No. I'm right there with you, buddy.
Can I
have the watermelon?
No, we'll cut the watermelon when
mom gets home,
okay?
Oh, I'm hungry.
Yeah. I'll cut it in a little bit.
Go get a cookie.
You get me cookies?
No.
Jacob's got to bring some home from work. Have you had crumble cookie?
No. I was talking to my stylist about this the other day. Baby walked out with this, like, I thought it was a scone. Like, I thought it was a scone.
It's a legitimate pastry.
And she was like, no, that was a cookie. And she was telling me about this. And I'm like, she's like, you have to have it on Sundays. I'm like, oh, my God.
So you let me know when. Send me a message later. You let me know when. My son works at the crumble cookie place.
Oh, my God.
And he brought home one night because they don't everything's made fresh. They don't keep them for the next day. So he brought home... For the next day, he brought home 200 cookies. Someone didn't get to pick up their order, so they had to throw it away. He brought home, so we had 200 of these dang things, and I'm like, I don't want these in the house.
Oh,
he's
my
like,
God.
Why? I said, because I'll eat them, and that's bad. And so
they're cute. They're like the size of my face.
It's that big. It's ridiculous.
Wait, do that again. I
want to
see how. Like.
Yes, it's the size of your face. And so he left a couple for his siblings and my wife. I ate like a little quarter of one. I mean, I'll eat like a piece of it. That's about it.
Nope, your hat stays like this.
My hat stays on. But, and so he took the rest home to school. You know, this is the kid that was getting in trouble for them. Yes, ma'am. So
he took them to school to cut them out. I know. And it's a different atmosphere here. Like, you know, just as far as, I went to the Run of Remembrance and American Forks on Monday. And there was this like random girl. She just like, was like, oh, are you here by yourself? And I'm like, yeah, you know, my husband was supposed to come with the kids, but it was really bad weather.
Right.
And of course we should have taken them because the weather changed in like 30 minutes. But
well, we haven't really had a spring here, it seems like. We had two or three days, and it's been cold, up and down cold. I mean, that's ridiculous.
So we were just talking, and she was actually originally from California.
Okay.
And she moved here 14 years ago. And I was like, both of us kind of said almost at the same time, like, you know, it's not that anyone's like rude or mean or anything. I was like, it's just the fact that they're so to themselves here.
Yep.
It's like, it takes like a lot for you to break through that wall.
Yeah, you're right.
You have to be very, very just like, well, I don't care if they ignore me. I don't care. Like, to be very bold to kind of like get in there.
Yeah.
So that was kind of different because you know how we coming from the South, it's like you naturally have that Southern hospitality.
Talk to anybody, everybody. I could tell you off right now and I will show up at your house next day. As my wife says, we'll show up at your house next day with a casserole. Tell you how much we love you anyway. That's really it.
Dad,
yes.
I made chicken noodle soup.
You made soup, okay.
But they're circles.
Okay, they're circle starter. You're not, they're circle noodles.
No, they're not those.
Oh,
I made the string ones.
Let me see. You're
telling
me that you made regular chicken noodle soup and then they made little circles.
Yeah, I made chicken noodles.
I hate to say you're a liar, but you're a liar. Welcome to my world.
kids, I'm telling you.
So, no, I mean, no, you're absolutely right, though. I mean, and it has taken a while. There's some people that they didn't know how to take me at first, but then they figured out that I'm just a straight shooter. I'll tell you, how I feel is what I say. I'm not going to talk about it behind your back. This is just how it is. And but I think it's a, you know, I hate to say it's a different culture, but I mean, we've been here for 5 years. I mean,
need to go back to Tennessee then. I want to make it equal.
Oh, he's like, I was born in Tennessee. I spent most of my life in Tennessee. Now I'm going to go over. I can't. It's got to be equal. I got to be a Southern boy.
Oh, you're so cute. He's like, come on, Dad.
I don't have my Southern accent anymore.
Start watching a lot of Southern movies and you'll get it back.
Well, you can watch King of the Hill. How about that? No. That was the joke.
Your wife's gonna watch this and be like, really?
Right. She's like, and you're dead.
Oh my gosh.
So, all right, so more about the podcast. I mean, tell me everything there is.
Well, my vision for the podcast was really to not only like encourage and create that circle for women and also give them knowledge, you know, so that they can really grow in themselves and in their day-to-day lives outside of home, but also so that they could start coming into the reality of it's okay to be real and raw. Like, that's right. Kind of my thing. I've been preaching on that kind of catchphrase now for almost a year. Those that kind of follow me on Facebook know that. Because I just found that at the core of who I was very real and raw and blunt, right. Open. But I kind of got caught up, you know, in like my 20s and early 30s. That, you know, society would preach it, but yet it's like, it's still so fake. It's like, well, no, you have to have makeup and you have to not say this or that. And I'm like, well, then you're not really being real and raw.
I know this is on Instagram, but it's the Instagram lifestyle. Because I mean, right. I have friends that actually have made videos of how to fake living the luxury lifestyle. And they're the ones that'll go into these houses for sale that are all, you know, they're all decked out with everything, and they literally pretend they live there. Oh yeah, and they show how fake it can be. But no, you're right.
So I just really wanted to encourage women to embrace the fact that, especially with, for me, like I've advocated for like veteran suicide awareness, and you know, been involved because my husband's military, been involved in all that.
To your husband too, because holy crap, that's amazing.
It was just really important for me to start looking at the reality of society and seeing and showing that look at all of the depression that happens beyond the scenes. Look at all the alone feelings. And I really wanted to create a circle of women that could embrace the fact that you're going to have your good days, you're going to have your bad days. There's no perfect way to be a mom, to be a woman, to be a businesswoman, to, you know, just be a woman in general in society. Like, stop listening to people and start embracing the real you, and then everything else will cease to exist.
Well, and that, you know, my wife, she started doing a series, and she brought it back on YouTube, and, you know, she called it Being Me Again, because, you know, she got tired of the same, basically the same exact thing, and it was on our normal YouTube channel, but she's like, you know what? She goes, I'm going to just do this through our normal, our normal show versus anything else, because honestly, she goes, I'm just tired of the fakeness of everything that people try to portray, and just same exact stuff you're saying, so I know, I agree, I mean, it's time, you know, I think it's time for people just to be people and be aware of other people and how things go. I mean, I think we focus too much on a lot of the wrong things, you know. Yeah. I mean, that we have, it's funny, we talk about budgeting a lot in my family because we budget everything. And my kids are learning to budget, learning to do the things that most kids don't know how to do. Many adults don't know how to do. It just comes down to, I tell them, listen, you have to plan, but you also have to be aware of everything that's around you. You have to be aware of making the decisions that you make can also affect other people. That's why it's super important to choose and do the right thing.
Right.
And so, and make the right decision, because just because you think it's going to feel, it may feel, make you feel good right now, will that give the end result later on for you later, or is it going to hurt someone right now? It's always, you have to think, that almost like it's a chess game. Life is a chess game, so you have to play two or three spaces ahead in your head just to make sure it works out.
Right, because society is so much about like instant gratification right now.
Right.
And honestly, that only brings like more like detriment like later on. And I know that because that was me. It's like, you know, I've always been a work in progress, but I know what it's like to be like on one end of the spectrum and work real hard to develop and grow to become like who I am now. And like I said, but I believe people should always be a work in progress.
Well, if you're not working on yourself, I agree. If you're not working on yourself and you're not progressing for the better, then right. what do you have? I mean, it's your basic health and normal health, not just your physical health, but even your mental health. If you're not, you know, kind of like reading and playing, you know, even playing games, it helps your mind to grow. It helps it keeps it active, so it doesn't, you know, turn stagnant. And then when everything goes stagnant, then you start, you know, for your body, you can gain weight. I mean, that's my fault. I got stagnant. So now I'm like, oh.
And your son working at Crumble.
Yeah. And my son works well. See, I've actually taught myself that I don't need the sweets. So mm-hmm. I don't eat a lot of sweets every now and then, but I'm like, okay, I just don't need
it. Like you just nibble and you're like, okay, I'm done.
Like, well, most of the time, he could bring in a couple hundred cookies in the house and I won't even touch one. You know, it's just. My it's hard, but I mean, it's a brain thing. You got to just teach yourself, okay, I don't need that. I don't have to have that.
Oh, yeah.
I have to have a cookie.
He has to have a cookie, he says.
They're so good. You go right ahead.
Eat all you want, bud.
I'm on the computer.
I know.
He's like, excuse me, Dad, excuse me.
He's like, I'm looking for something to do right now on the computer, Dad.
I'm not allowed to watch.
Oh, my gosh, that's so funny.
No, I love it. Seriously, I love it. And there is I think there's a huge need for that. I mean, there's a lady that I've talked to many times. Actually, she sent me a message earlier today. Asked me if I had a couple minutes, but she's working on her podcast. She just changed who she hosts with. And so I'm like, okay, what do you need? So I'm helping her get that all straightened out. But mm-hmm. her name is Jennifer Whitmore. She's back in North Carolina, another Southern lady. And she does the what similar to what you're doing, mm-hmm. But it's a lot of fitness stuff mixed with it.
Oh, cool! I have to check her out.
Yeah, Jen, she's amazing. I have to give a shout out. She's very intelligent. She wants it's I'm trying to think of the podcast. It's Adventuring the Girl Life is what it, if I remember right.
Oh my gosh, I love that.
So check it out. That's a good one.
Because one of my upcoming ones is going to be specifically on health and healthy mindset. So she's someone that I will reach out to.
I will get you her contact. She's seriously an amazing person. You should definitely, if you want to have her on your podcast, or you she'll probably even put you on her podcast. seriously, she's looking for, I know she's always looking for the new guests too. I mean, I was the first male guest she ever had on any of her podcasts. So that's she's like, dope. I want you on there. So and it was me and my wife, but she's like, you're the only male guest I've ever had on the podcast.
How do you feel that works? Like you and your wife seem to have like, and just your family in general, like a really cool balance. Like,
we're nuts.
Like, you're nuts. You're both yep. nuts. Yep. You embrace the nuttiness of each other.
No.
I don't even agree we're nuts.
But no, I do, and I love that. Like, I envy people that can like work or do cool things like with their spouses, because it's like, it's just so cool. Like my husband and I honestly would be like untouchable. Like we would be like the Spartans if we could just like get in sync and like not have to be like alpha at the same time. We're both like total alpha. And he's like amazing and super smart and strong and all that good stuff, but it's like, God, try to get us to like get in sync on like.
Well, it's hard because so my wife, we make our living off of this, but then, you know, well, okay, backstory. I had a company move us out here and wanted me, and they hired me to handle their marketing team.
Okay.
Then we were out here for about 6 months. You know, we sold our house in Tennessee, all this other stuff, and we're out here for 6 months. And then, well, we sold it. We and so then Amazon comes in and buys the company.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And then they come in like, oh, you guys are awesome. You've done some great work, but we don't need you. Yeah. So I, you know, I started doing some consulting, and then we were talking, like, we're making money off of YouTube, and, you know, we're making money off of, you know, different things like this. Why don't we just push that? So we started pushing that, and so it actually started making some money. And I'm like, wow, this is kind of cool. I mean, I know YouTube, we got a check early. I've been dealing with YouTube for years, though. And so yes,
you have?
Yes, I have.
How much views have we had on YouTube
today? Which channel?
Young Blood Live.
You're always
we have two? How many channels do we have?
We have many. We have, but now we only have three now. That's all we have now.
What's our other two? I've only heard the Young Blood Live on ours.
Because that's really the only one I focus on right now. Get grilled by an 8-year-old. Really, Dad?
He's grilling you.
But, and so, you know, I got our first check from YouTube we ever got was when they actually mailed a check. Right. And then, yeah, it was whatever. And so, but now, so we come out here, and we're like, we can do this. We can make this make a living. And so we start pushing. You know, collaborated with several people, you know, learned a bunch of stuff from different people. And then, so, long story short, came our living. But my wife's like, I'm bored. So I'm like, what do you want to do? She goes, I'll go get a job. I'm like, okay. So she went and got a job. I'm like, I don't care. So, and it got to where, you know, she's like, I just want to do something. I'm like, I don't care. It doesn't bother me. I'm like, she's like, well, I'm not asking for permission. I'm like, I never ask you to ask for my permission. You are your own thing. You know, you do your thing. I do mine. No big deal. But so scheduling can be hard. I mean, that's the hardest part of scheduling. And that's anybody. I mean, but it just comes down to, you got to figure out when's the right time. And of course, we backlog a lot of stuff. So a lot of the videos I've been posting on IGTV are old videos. From,
oh wow,
you know, because I'm so Instagram's done this amazing thing with IGTV, and it's actually making it easier and a lot of times to monetize and brand new brand deals, kind of like that Oreo one, right? And so that I just rebranded it and posted up there and got paid for it, so why not?
Yeah, for sure. So, no, I love that. Like, I love that. That's kind of like where I'm at, like in my transition, because it was like, I'm now like getting into more of like the branding and the women empowerment, and my like goals are to have women's events, you know, where women can just come out and really be loved on and learn and gain so much like inner and mental. So, you know, I'm just starting to like really like get in contact with people like yourself, you know, that have been involved in like marketing or are already like branders or are business managers and stuff like that. So it's just so cool to like be learning like a lot of these other elements. And I'm like, wow, like I'm 36. Yes, I said it. I said my age, ladies. I said my age. Wear it proud.
You owned up to your age. Are you kidding me? That's wrong.
And I'm like, you know, wow, like I've been learning so much, even starting like the podcast. I've learned, you know, the editing, and I'm, you know, learning how to like input the music. And like, even today, like, hello, call myself out on Instagram. I literally, you know, asking you like, so how does this work? How does Instagram Live work?
Well, last night, I'm the president of Silicon Slopes, the digital media creators, the chapter.
Oh, cool.
And so what we've done is, so I'm a member of like all these different groups, you know, on Facebook, everywhere, when it comes to being any type of digital media, YouTubers, podcasters. I've joined everything because, you know, you want to learn, you learn from other people.
Right.
And so what, you know, I put together a board, and we created this board, and the idea was we wanted to help other people figure out all this stuff. And once they figure it out, then they can actually continue to grow even more. And most of the time, it's all through collaborations. It's through stuff like this, through, you know, being on other podcasts, being on all this, all those different things. And that literally helps. That will grow your content faster and better than just putting it out there. Because, I mean, that's the hardest part, getting people to listen. You know, to get people to listen is literally the hardest part to do, especially now that, you know, podcasting is kind of mainstream again. And
I was reading an article like about a month or two ago, and it was saying that podcasting, I think, is like one of the third leading industries as far as entertainment is like concerned.
Yep.
And it's just, it's crazy, you know, like you really do have to have a love for it. You have to have a devotion to it. You have to like want to learn more and more on video media, etc., you know, technology side, to like really, you know, be successful in it. Like it's like literally its own job.
No, it is. I mean, it's a full-time job, and
right,
on top of everything else. And, but I mean, that's one reason we created that chapter with Silicon Slopes, is because we wanted to make a compilation of all the different medias out there and say, hey, we have a place for you, but don't just have to collaborate. YouTubers don't have to stick to YouTubers. We want YouTubers to work with podcasters. We want podcasters to work with YouTubers, bloggers. I mean, literally take everybody and throw them into a mix and say, let's grow each other. Because I mean, if you look at any of your most successful podcasters or YouTubers or even bloggers, I mean, bloggers get guest writers all the time to write things for their blogs. So it's no different than doing, you know, having a guest. I've been on, well, I made a goal for this year, and it's I'm a little bit behind, but I'm working on getting caught up. I want to be on 200 podcasts. I want to be a guest on 200 podcasts. And being a guest on 200 podcasts is dumb, for one. That's a high number, but I'm insane, just so you know. But
it's okay.
I think we're on episode 200 and something. That's just our podcast, though. How many podcasts do we have, Dad?
yeah, how much?
But as far as videos, we got over 1,000 videos out there.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we do.
In our channel?
On our channel.
No. He's like, I'm famous.
Well, he loved doing the videos. He calls it cooking with Ethan, so because he loves to cook, and so we're like, okay, we'll put a camera in front of him, and he just shows people how to make stuff, and he made. What was it?
Pumpkin spice cookies.
Pumpkin spice cookies. He can make some dang good pumpkin spice cookies.
Ooh, I make some good pumpkin spice cookies too. I love to bake. So like, wow. Awesome, buddy. Awesome.
We should make a channel where we cook.
A bake-off.
A total bake-off. There we go. So, but I mean, and that's all part of it. And that's why, you know, I have the strong opinion of, to grow anything, you need help from other people. And it's not, you know, you can do it yourself, sure. It may take a while, but let's speed the process up and, you know, help each other. And that's really the point. And that's why we started Silicon Slopes, you know, for especially people like you, for people like me, for everybody, so we can, you know, grow our content and be able to actually throw out good stuff. Because there's so much negativity online anyway. And as you're saying, be real, that's the point. You know, it's kind of like, you know, our family, we've had people send us requests, say, why don't you do this challenge? We're like, we're not a family challenge thing. We just record our life. I mean, we started vlogging our life because my whole family is scattered all over the country.
Mm-hmm. Really?
And yes, really. Really? Yeah. Where's Uncle Jason live? And where's Uncle Jeff live?
I don't know.
Yeah, he's like, they're so far, I don't know.
Right.
So, I don't even know where my uncles live.
But we're scattered all over everywhere. So I just started posting videos, and then people started watching them. And so, yeah, that's when we recently started. And so we just record our lives, and we may talk about it like this. I recorded a video today with Shannon. It was just her talking about, of her, she did a DNA test. She's trying to track down who her real dad is, but she has no clue. She does not know who her father is.
Wow.
Mom talked about this. My mother-in-law has three children, and there's three separate fathers. Two of the kids know who their dad is, but my wife does not have any clue.
She's like, really, Mom?
Wait, Ariana?
Right?
Wait, which one? Uncle Chris?
Yes.
Uncle Chris knows?
No. He knows who his dad is, yes.
Then have him
tell Mom. They're not the same dad. They weren't lucky like you. All your siblings have the same parent.
Ew. Why am I speaking about this?
People, we always tell people, what you see is what you get. This is our family. This is literally how we are. I mean, we're nuts and whatever. We just have fun loving each other and just, you know, living life. So,
I love that. No, I do. So, I mean, yeah. And like you said, I think it is so awesome when people can like realize that coming together and collaborating in any way, right, in any angle of life, is so much better than doing life alone. Because like life wasn't meant to do alone. Learning wasn't meant to do alone. It's like that's how you grow and create like really awesome bonds. And then, you know, just the knowledge growth too. And I guess, you know, I'm just like that. Like, I love learning. Like, if someone could pay me to go to school or just learn new things every day, like,
Wouldn't that be amazing?
Yeah, like, because I genuinely love learning and I love the challenge of it.
It's so funny. I look at, you know, most people think of typical education as going to college and going to school and all that. But there's so much more. I mean, I never went to college. I'll tell you right now, I never went to college. But, you know, for the companies that I worked for in the past, you know, I knew more than half those salesmen, because the reality is that it didn't take book knowledge to learn the stuff. I learned the hard way in many cases, but it's like anything. You can learn what you want to learn. Yes, schooling is important. I mean, my kids are, they all better be going to college. Yes, Paris, how are you? My oldest daughter just walked in. She's dancing for some reason.
She's like, college? Okay, thanks, Dad. No
problem. Welcome to our life. This is literally our life. We cut nothing out. It's just here.
So how old are your kids?
The oldest is 17. So we go 17, 16, 14, 12, and 8.
Okay, yeah, because I noticed that the older ones, I couldn't guess their ages. I was like, I don't know how old they are. And they all seem so close together.
Yeah, so our oldest, Paris, she's our oldest. She actually will graduate next year, and then I'm going to be sad because she will go off to college and leave me alone.
She's all peace.
She's like, I'm out of here, you crazy idiots.
She's like, I'll be expecting my monthly allowance. Other than that, leave me alone.
Right. So,
she's 17 and she hasn't ate Chipotle yet.
What?
You didn't eat her apple.
The random crap that comes out of this little boy's mouth.
Go make your sister a burrito. Get
in the kitchen. Go make her a burrito. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
My friend
Fred. Okay, go to your friend. So, anyway, all right. Well, tell everybody where to find your stuff, and also send me all that information because I want to make sure I post it everywhere. Because obviously this will be posted on Instagram. Once the video is done downloading, I'll actually post that on IGTV as well. And so I'll put all your information in there. And then I'm going to take it. I'll also post it on YouTube. And then I'm going to take the audio and drop all the audio on our podcast as well. So your name will be, if I have anything to do with it, your name's going to be out there with all your
thoughts. So thoughtful. Yes. And like I said, I definitely would, I need to come up with a awesome little podcast episode, because I would love to have you and your wife on there. Like I said, when I meet couples that can genuinely, like I said, just collaborate together and like get along and not kill each other, like that really
interests. Oh, we've tried to kill each other. You can ask her about that story later.
I feel like that's where I can really, you know, use growth. It's like, it's hard having two alphas in the same household and us being amazing in our own right. But like, there has to be, you know, certain things that just help you click.
You know, it's funny, and as I've got some relatives that, and some friends of mine, when it comes to their marriage, they ask each other for permission to do things. my brother, I have a brother, you know, when I was younger and everything, we played basketball every now and then, and he'd say, hey, let's go play basketball. I said, okay, he goes, let me ask my wife first. I'm like, what? And so I always thought that was odd. You know, so I've never asked my wife permission to do anything ever. And that sounds strange, but I mean, we both have a mutual understanding of what goes on in our lives. We have the family calendar. She knows what I do. I know what she does. And we know the full reality of this little world that we have. And so, well, it's like, we'll give you a huge, for instance, Father's Day, it was like before Father's Day, it was about 10 years ago. I'm like, I want a gun. I want a new gun. I'm like, I mean, I deserve a new gun for Father's Day. So I went and bought myself a new gun for Father's Day, brought it home, and my wife, like, what's that? I said, oh, thank you for the Father's Day. He goes, just, okay, made my life easy. And anyways, I'm like, this was from you.
I know, that's how I am, honestly. My husband's always like, what do I get you? And I'm just like, honestly, I'm very much like, I want something that I need / want, but more so right. that I need. I'm just so practical. And he's just like, you can spoil yourself a little bit. And I'm like, yeah, but then I'll be thinking of the money that I probably could have like used it better. Right. But well,
everybody needs a gift for themselves every now and then. And everybody deserves to buy themselves a gift every now and then. That's the bottom line.
That's how but,
you can't go to the extreme. I mean, every time I've ever bought a car, I just go do it. And my wife's like, okay, got a new car. No, it's the same thing for her. It's like we just do things, but we know as long as it doesn't affect our budget for the family, that right. will destroy us and put us into poverty, or it won't affect us, you know, the kids in some bad way, or even our relationship in a bad way. We understand that, and that's just the way we've always done it. So
that's so awesome. It seems like y'all have really good communication, which that is like such key.
Sometimes.
My husband and I need to work on that one. We need to work on that.
Communicate. Yeah, we do. We have decent communication.
And it's like we communicate right, but our wavelengths are like.
Well, I learned years ago.
It's like we need to get in sync.
So this is my wife can't defend herself right now. That's horrible. But she'll watch this and she'll like, really? No. So my wife, I learned years ago how to understand my wife. Seriously, here's the thing. Women think totally different than men. And I don't want to say all women are this way, but I think there's a lot of women that think this way. So when it comes to men and women, like I will say stuff like, hey, let's go on a date Friday, whatever. Let's go see, and she'll, or even we would say tonight, I'll say, hey, let's go to a movie tonight. And I said, do you want to go? And she'll look at me and she'll say, well, we got to finish the dishes, got to make sure that the laundry's done. She'll go down a list of things that need to be done. And that's her thing, not telling me, hey, we need to get this done. That's her saying, well, is there enough time? And so I learned that my question, if for a guy, I could ask a good friend of mine, I'm like, hey, let's go to a movie tonight. He was like, done, let's do it. You know, it's a straightforward answer. With my wife, and I think, I won't say all women, because I don't want to stereotype, but the reality is, a lot of, well, my wife for sure, straight up, she'll go down in her head and say it verbally, what needs to be done, then she'll say, yes, we can do that. That's perfectly fine. I'll say, but then my next question is, how can I help you? What needs to be done? How can I help? And so, you know, and it's like the chores around the house. There is no, so my grandparents, my grandmother always took care of everything.
Mm-hmm.
My grandfather was the hardest worker you ever meet in your life. And so she hand over foot would do anything for him, take care of him all day long. Mm-hmm. My mom is kind of the same way, in a different generation. I mean, and so, but then for us, I mean, I will do anything for my wife. She'll do anything for me. But when it comes to like the housework, it's mutually. We both do it. It has to be done. You know, because she works, you know, outside of the house. I mean, I probably do more loads of laundry than she does. Do I care? No. I mean, seriously, who cares? But I think that's, I don't know if that's strange or not, but I think that most people think, I think that's where our world is going though. Is, you know, people are starting to understand that there's not just one man's job, there's not just one woman's job.
Right.
Where you go back in the 50s, you know.
Yeah. I just think so much more can get done if you do it together anyways, honestly. And then there's like more fun to do the stuff that you actually want to do.
Well, so I have friends, you know, we keep a fairly clean house. I mean, you know, we've got 5 kids, and so it's things do get messy, but the carpets are always clean. There are occasional toys everywhere, but that gets cleaned up because.
Right.
But the reality is, it's not that difficult to keep a clean house, my personal opinion, because we both work at it together, and we have kids. They're more than capable of doing things too.
Here's the apple.
You're eating your apple.
It's good.
My wife, my daughter brought home this apple. It's literally like this big, and she's like,
"Oh my god!"
She just got off work. She's,
actually,
she's
no,
a
it's
lifeguard.
This big shower.
Oh, there you go.
Is it like genetically modified?
Probably.
really does.
She's like, I don't care. It tastes good.
All these giant things in your house. Giant cookies, giant apples.
Oh, like... we have a sweet potato that literally is the size of my head downstairs. So I'm dying to cook. That was not, no, there is no GMOs in that one either. That one's actually, you know,
good soil. Good
soil. Yeah, it came from, I asked the guy at Sprouts, I'm like, where did these sweet potatoes come from? He's like, some guy locally grows them. I'm like, really? I mean, they're seriously huge. So that
you forgot something.
What I forget?
And we also have a giant dog.
Oh, we also have a giant dog.
Oh, the giant dog.
What's the name of the dog?
Rowdy.
Rowdy?
Rowdy.
Rowdy. Do you know where the name Rowdy came from? Do you know where we got this name from?
Why?
You don't know?
No.
One of my favorite older shows called Scrubs. They had a brown or a khaki dog.
Oh, I remember stuffed dog. Oh, I wasn't like all into it, but I remember.
Oh, we also have a little one. We have a medium and little.
He's going to show you every stuffed animal he has. there's a tiny one.
Oh,
you going to get the other one?
Yeah.
He's going to go get the other one now.
So funny. Oh my God.
But no, I mean, it's the simple things. And, you know, I think my wife and I have a decent relationship. And we try. And, you know, we've had our arguments. I mean, we've been married, 18 years? There's going to be a couple of them.
You're right. There's bound to be.
But the reality is, I mean, it's not the argument that you worry about. It's how you deal with it and honestly, being able to say, I'm sorry, even if you're not wrong.
Love it.
It's just...
Yeah, I'm getting so much value from this Instagram.
he's back, he says.
Okay, show me the dog.
The medium dog.
They're like all the same color. It's like the same dog, but different sizes.
Yeah, just different sizes.
Yeah, now I'm going to line them up and I'll show her.
Well, line them up. Okay, line up and show. There we go.
Aww.
So,
if you would put them inside, they'd be like the little Russian dolls.
Yeah, they're the little Russian dolls. We should cut the two bigger rowdies open and hide them inside of each other. He goes, oh my gosh, yes.
Okay. No. I was like, he's either going to dig it or he's going to be like traumatized when we come there.
Yes.
Do you
want to
hear how loud the
whistle is?
Let's not.
No, let's don't listen.
It's not that
loud. My daughter's a lifeguard, so he wants to show off his sister's whistle and how loud it is. Let's not do that, okay?
Wait, are you ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
Oh, that's really loud.
Yeah, I know, but it can go way louder.
I'm like, I don't want to go deaf.
Right? So, awesome. All right, so tell everybody where they can find you one more time. Everything.
Okay. Well, again, it's the Woman in Circle podcast, and you can listen in on Spotify or iTunes. And
just those two?
I'm sorry?
Just those two right now?
Yes. Uh-huh. Okay. And then we also have a Facebook page.
Okay.
You can type in at the Woman in Circle podcast, and it'll pull up. And then an Instagram page coming soon. So, okay. Yeah. Pretty much. And then myself, you can just follow Shy, C-H-I, Salinas Harris on Facebook to just check out all the real rawness going on in my life on top of my Instagram as well. So.
But that's the way it should be. Just keep going, keep it real. And that's awesome. That's awesome.
You're lucky y'all got some makeup today, because honestly, if I could live in like a ball cap sweating with no makeup, like
I apologize that my beautiful half is not here, and
this is what they're gonna get when they see a pretty picture. They can be like, oh, that's a pretty picture, but this is like pretty much the norm, if not worse.
Well, this is the norm for me, so I mean, you got stuck with the ugly old dude, so
I'll take it. It was such a great conversation, and I just can't wait to like tap into your knowledge, like for sure.
As I tell everybody that I've come across meeting, thing, seriously, ask away. I don't care. I'm an open book, and if there's something I know and I can help, I'm totally in for it.